Fair warning, this episode is probably going to be all over the place. not even entirely sure where to start. Yesterday, I believe it was, I was doing necessary scream therapy in my car. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I screamed a little bit too hard, and it wasn't like I hurt my throat, but it felt like something was in my throat. It was kind of strange. I have been going through something this past week. It started on Monday. Big sigh. I'm not going to say what it was that happened. But it's been difficult. It really has. And I'm just here to sit with the pain and just to allow the pain to be there. Seems somewhat of a challenging endeavor for me. Really trying to do the best that I can to, like, not judge myself through the process, you know? I made a video yesterday, I believe it was, about my experiences of comfortably being unhappy. It's a very strange place to be in when you are comfortably unhappy. In many different times throughout my life, I have found myself comfortably unhappy. Right now, I'm actually comfortably unhappy. And when I say comfortably, I'm really referring to familiarity. And actually, this that I'm going through right now has a lot to do, like what I've been going through for the past week has a lot to do with the comfortable unhappiness, which also has to do with the familiarity, you know. It's kind of strange when you learn dynamics of unhappiness and you repeat them as patterns because they are familiar. I feel that it's kind of strange to... I'm not trying to judge myself or anything. But, like, to recognize that you are unhappy, but to accept it as comfortable, you know, it's just kind of strange to me. This is somewhat of an awakening that's taking place, you know. It's me opening my eyes wider. It's me seeing myself more clearly. It's me recognizing that I give in to patterns and dynamics that bring me unhappiness. And, you know, I've had wonderful moments in my life. I really have. But some of the choices that I've made, maybe I would even argue at least half of the choices that I've made in my life have amounted to unhappiness. And so really what I'm doing right now is I'm taking the time to self-reflect, taking full responsibility for this, because I am responsible for my mental and emotional well-being, you know. It's just so fascinating to me that a person can keep themselves inside of unhappiness because it is familiar, as an emotional experience of life, you know? It's really fascinating to me, it is. It's like, okay, well, unhappiness for a majority is what I've known throughout my life, right? Feeling consistently good is something that, if anything, I've only known for a few years now. I've experienced a lot of anxiety and depression, kind of making my way away from them, which I'm grateful for, because I did spend a lot of time there. It was very challenging too. Anxiety and depression suck the life out of you. They really do. And so as I sit here, I really reflect on my life, my choices, the people that I have been connected with, just the ways that things have gone in life. Again, I'm here to take full responsibility for my mental and emotional state and well-being. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm actually very curious to see myself more closely and more deeply, to really meet myself better. That's really what this is all about. And I'm grateful that I'm at a point in my life, in a space in my life where I can do that, where I can self-reflect. 5 years ago, I may not have been able to do that. It's fascinating to me how much has changed in my life since I've learned more about myself over the past, I'd say, 2.5 years now. I've learned a lot about myself over the past 2 to 2.5 years now. But really just asking myself why I choose what I choose. It's been one of the most important questions. Why does Chris choose what he chooses? And a lot of the decisions that I've made, I know why I have chosen those things, right? And I'm not going to get into any of that in this episode. It's just that it's really fascinating to me, an individual's capacity to get as vulnerable as possible, getting as naked as possible, you know? We wear a lot of clothes, and when I say that, I don't mean literally, like, you know, like regular, you know, denim, you know, cotton, shirts, pants, socks, underwear, you know, whatever, right? We guard ourselves a lot from others, and even from ourselves, right? We forget to take our clothes off. We forget to take all the armor off, all of the everything, right? You know, life can be very challenging. It really can. We experience a lot of things. Some things that we go through are really fucked up, and we learn to cover ourselves up, right? We don't want to get hurt. It's a lot of pain there, right? And so really what I'm doing here is just undressing myself for myself. And I'm saying that metaphorically. I'm not I'm not on the other side of this recording that you're listening to literally taking my clothes off. I'm not. Metaphorically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm very interested in knowing myself as best as I possibly can. Walls down, no fear, seeing myself 100% as I am. No labels, no anything. Labels don't really, they don't really do a whole lot, I've noticed. You know? Like, for instance, like, if if I were to say about myself, I'm a really bad person, that doesn't say anything about me. What are the behaviors? What do I do? Right? So Do I wear a lot of clothes, metaphorically? Do I cover myself up, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? I do. You know, it's fascinating because earlier on in my life, probably around like a decade ago, when I started talking about the anxiety that I'd experienced, I remember hearing at least one person tell me, I would have never known you have anxiety. And my response to that is, I know. I mask well. I do. I don't show what I'm experiencing. And, you know, really, the reason why I didn't show what I was experiencing is because it's like, well, what's it going to do? If I do show what it is that I'm feeling, what's it really going to do? Who can really do anything about it, you know? Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Like, it's fascinating to me. It really is. And so I sit here with heaviness on my chest as I really just allow the pain to be present and to just breathe it in, to swallow it, to taste it, to chew it, to allow it, you know. I am on a journey of self-refinement, and with that, I understand that self-reflection is necessary, humbleness is necessary. Understanding at this very point right now that I don't know everything, and that's totally fine, is necessary, you know? It's a very fascinating experience. Life is, you know? Life is. And so, really going back to what I was saying before, why am I doing what I'm doing? That's the question. Why? Why is Chris doing what he's doing, right? And when I ask why, there is always an answer. It might not appear right away. The why that I present and ask might end up bringing forth an answer a week from now, right? One of the most fascinating things I've learned over the past, I'd say, how long has it been now? About 5 years. This was back in about like 2018, 2019. I think it was closer to 2019. I was doing a YouTube video back before I was daily consistent with videos on YouTube. And I came to a realization that the music that I've been listening to for years has been a mirror to my childhood. I listened to, you know, a lot of different music. I listened to really loud, heavy, chaotic music and everything. And, you know, it's fascinating because it's like, oh, well, that is a mirror to my childhood. Wow. Fascinating, right? And so then it's like, all right, well, what would be the point? Not that it's bad. It's not a matter of good or bad or right or wrong, but what would be the point other than comfort and familiarity to continue listening to that music? And this is really what I'm talking about in terms of, excuse me, in terms of breaking everything down. Everything that is in my life, the way that it's in my life, is there for a reason. So this asking of why will always bring forth an answer. Always. And so that's just really important to consider and to move with and to walk with and to understand. I think I'm getting healthier when it comes to just like allowing pain to be present in my life and not trying to distract myself from it, but also understanding why it's there and why I'm allowing it to be there. I'm gonna end off this podcast with something that I think is very fascinating. An understanding that I arrived to not too long ago, actually. I would argue that I've been through a lot in life, right? I'll validate myself. But you know what's fascinating is that more recently, I would say in the past year now, what I have noticed is that rather than going through a lot, I'm actually putting myself through a lot. And this goes back to the dynamic of comfort and familiarity, right? If what a person is used to is chaos, then stillness and peace are going to be very boring for that person. And that person is going to end up, you know, seeking chaos, seeking turbulence, right? And so I don't know how it happened or when it happened, really, but I remember telling myself, like, dude, you're going through a lot. And then I stopped myself and I was like, you've been through a lot, but at this point, I think that you're actually putting yourself through a lot. And that really required me to take a massive step back and look at everything and be like, whoa. You know? Just see everything for what it is. It is entirely possible for any given individual to put themselves through things that they don't need to, they don't actually want to, they don't like to, but it is comfortable and familiar for them. And with that, you know, it's just the way that it is. We put ourselves through a lot. We do. Well, I mean, let's look at psychology, right? I might be wrong about this, but I think that it was Freud that coined the term repetition compulsion, right? This is the repeating of patterns compulsively in regards to familiarity. Right? What is it that happened when you were a kid? That is what you are likely to continue doing until you become aware enough. Maybe you enter therapy, you discover what fucked you up, you do something about it, you heal, and you stop repeating patterns. It's just so fascinating to me that any given individual, as a result of repetition, compulsion, comfort, and familiarity, can actually put themselves through shit, terror, horror, exceedingly unhealthy dynamics, simply because it is comfortable and familiar. It's wild. It really is. And when I really started to realize that it's not that I'm going through a lot, it's actually that I'm putting myself through a lot. Yeah. That waves a massive hello to the past. The shackles of the past that keep a person trapped, locked to the past. Yeah, that's really what's going on there. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Take care and have a wonderful week.